So Moshe, let's open up the Gemara Megillah. On Daf Gimel, let's see if I can. So let's see where we can. Do you see the lines on the page get wide on the bottom? We're on the fourth line of the wide lines.
Gimel Amud Aleph.
Gimel Amud Aleph. Hashtadamit Medina Umedina Ve'ir Ve'ilid Rasha Mishpacha Umishpacha Lamai Asa. So the Gemara wants to know, how do you darshan the words Mishpacha Umishpacha? Previously the Gemara derived conclusions from other words and kfelus, other repetitious words in the same pasuk, and now we're up to Mishpacha Umishpacha. So the Gemara says the following: Amar Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina, Lahavi mishpachas kahuna ulevir. That the Torah went out, the Megillah went out of its way to include mishpachas kahuna and levir. Now, obviously, the question arises: why do we need a ribui for kohanim and levir? Shemevatlim avodasam. That even though they're involved in the avoda in the Beis Hamikdash, they have to drop it for the sake of Mikra Megillah. The Tosfos here, Dibra Maslam of Vatlin, which we will come back to Belina a little bit later, but I just want to mention it in passing. He says, "V'kasha my mevatlim haloacha kriya yesh harbi shahus le'avoda." Why can't he fulfill both? The whole language of mevatlim seems to be odd. He can start with the Megillah ala boker, and then he can go back to the Beis Hamikdash and do his avoda. So Tosfos says, "V'yeshlom de kevan de mishihir ayom avizman avoda." He says that with daybreak he should be involved in the avoda in the Beis Hamikdash, v'heim manichem osa, and instead the kohanim are going to drop the avoda v'shvil akriya in order to come to Mikra Megillah. Is mitchum hachi karile bittel. He calls it a bittel. It's not the exact translation of the bittel as we know it, because he will fulfill the avoda. So he's not undermining the avoda, but because he's postponing the avoda for the sake of the Kriyas HaMegillah, and the avoda emerges as an obligation, Mishaher Yom, that itself is called Mevatlim. Mm-hmm. Now Tosfos asks, well, let's flip it around the other way. If you're worried about Mishaher Yom, that's the Chiyuv Avoda, so why doesn't he start the avoda immediately with Mishaher Yom? The Achakach Yikra Megillah Levado. So let him read the Megillah after he does the avoda. The Eshlomer the Tov Likros Matzibur Mishum Dahavitfe Persume Nisa. So when Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina says that Mevatlin Kohenim Mevatlin Avodasa Ubon Lishma Mikra Megillah, he's talking about Mikra Megillah Betzibur, where there's an element of Pirsum Anes, and that's going to force him to show up early in the day and postpone his avoda. And the word mevatla means he's going to postpone his avoda until after he hears the Megillah. What's pressing, what's urgent to hear the Megillah now? He could actually read the Megillah later on. That was Tosfos Kasha, Yasu Avodos Miyad and Acherka Yikur Es HaMegillah. The answer is then he would be reading the Megillah Levadom without the Tzibur, and he would be missing the element of Pirsum Anes. Let's go back to the Gemara itself. The Gemara now quotes Rabbi Yehuda Marav, which is going to support Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. Konim avodasam, ulevim beduchanam, v'Yisrael b'mamodam, kula mevatlim avodasam, uboim lishmoa, mikra, megillah. So every segment of Klal Yisrael will have to take a break from their responsibility in the Beis HaMikdash, whether it's the Kohanim who are doing the Avodah, the Levim who are singing on the Hakrovas HaKarbon, Yisrael or Omdim and Mamadam, as representatives of Klali, so all of them have to be mevatel avoda to come to hear Mikra Megillah, Tanya Nami Hochi, Konim Avodosam, Ulevim Beduchanim Yisrael B'mamadim, Kula Mevatlam Avodosam Ubayim Lishmoy Mikra Megillah. That's point number one. Now we go on to point number two. What about Talmud Torah? We're saying that you mevatel avoda for the sake of Mikra Megillah. What about Talmud Torah? So the Gemara says, Mikan, based on this drasha of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Chanina, that Kohanim and Levim have to be mevatel avoda to come and hear the Megillah, Samchu shall base Rebbe. Rebbe and his Talmidim had a smicha, they relied on this logic of Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, and they formulated the following principle, the following halachic principle, Shemavatlim Talmud Torah Boim Lishmoa Mikra Megillah. How did Beis Rebbe derive that conclusion from Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina? Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina was talking about Avoda, and Beis Rebbe is extrapolating to Talmud Torah. So the Gemara says, Kal v'chomer. In other words, we're going to compare Avoda to Talmud Torah, and we're going to put them both on a scale, and we're going to decide which weighs more than the other. If Talmud Torah weighs more heavily than Avoda, then you can't prove anything from Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina only allows you to be mevatel avoda, which is kal relative to Talmud Torah. But if we come to the conclusion that in this scale, avoda tips the scale and it's more severe and more stringent than Talmud Torah, then we have a kal v'chomer. So that's what the Gemara says, that ma avoda shi chamura. If you compare avoda to Talmud Torah, it turns out that avoda is more chomer than Talmud Torah. And mevatlina, nevertheless, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina says that your mevatel avoda, which is more chomer for the sake of Mikra Megillah, is Talmud Torah lo kol shekin. How much more so is he going to mevatel Talmud Torah for the sake of Mikra Megillah? So he has to now go to the Tzibur. He's involved in Talmud Torah, but the Tzibur is gathering together with daybreak or some early time in the morning of Purim to read the Megillah publicly. And if he continues his learning Torah and he delays his participation in Kriyas HaMegillah, he'll forfeit the mitzvah of what? Of Pirsum HaNes. And for the sake of that great mitzvah, Pirsum HaNes, he should be mevatel his Torah study. Now the Gemara embarks on this, I call part three of the sugya, an entire analysis of placing avoda and Talmud Torah on the scales, and let's see which weighs more than the other. The Gemara says, "V'avoda chamura mi-Talmud Torah." Your premise is that you can set up a kal v'chomer that if you're mevatel avoda for the sake of Megillah, then how much more so you mevatel Talmud Torah because avoda is chamura. Vaksiv, when Yericho is being conquered by Yoshua, it says, "Vayhi biyos Yoshua biyericho vayisaino vayar v'inei ish omed l'negdo v'charfo shlufim biyado vayelech Yoshua elo vayomer lo halonu atoim l'tzareinu vayomer lo ki ani sar tzva Hashem atabasi." Now again, this sar tzva shel Hashem is described as charbo shlufo biyado. What does that indicate? If he's got a cherub in his hand, he's out for blood. I mean, this is no joke. And vayipol Yeshua panov arzav ishtachu vayomer lo, and Yeshua says to him, "Ma aduni medaber al avdo, please speak." You know, obviously, you have some claim against us. And what is that claim? So the Gemara now takes a little bit of a break and a digression. Wants to know how Yeshua was allowed to bow down to this person, or this figure, this gaunt figure. Fine. So the Gemara says that he knew he was a Malach Hashem. Fine. Let's just fast forward. Amar lo. So the Malach turns to Yoshua, and he says, "If you're asking why I came and what I'm upset about, why am I threatening you with this charbo shlufa biyado?" The answer is that Emesh, last night, now the assumption is that during the day they fight the battle, and the military campaign takes a break at night. So Emesh, I showed up last night, and I was surprised to find the following. Now when I say last night, That's not actually an accurate translation of the Gemara. You know, when you translate things into another language, you know, you can lose something in translation. I would say it means last evening. The evening here is a reference to what we call in halacha, bein harbayim. Excellent, bein harbayim. Emesh bitaltim tamin shel bein harbayim. In other words, you should have taken a break from the military campaign at that point because it's getting late in the afternoon, and you should have dedicated yourself to make sure to be makom the korban tamid. And that's not all. There's another reason I'm coming with this cherev shlufa biyadi. Achshav, now it's already laila, is bitaltem talmud Torah. Why is it that you're not sitting and learning? And there are two claims now against Yehoshua. One claim is, why didn't you insist that they bring the Korban Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim? And the second is, why didn't you insist that they dedicate themselves to the study of Torah? So now, since there are two claims in the mouth of this Malach Hashem, Sarzva Hashem, Omalo Yeshua is curious. Al Ezemihem Bos, meaning which of these two violations are you coming to punish us for? And basically what now is on the balance here is Avoda versus Talmud Torah, which is more severe? Omar Lo, the Malach responds, Ata Basi. Ata means on the most recent violation. The most recent violation is the night violation, in which the people were meant to study Torah and they failed to do so. So Rabbo said the Gemara is going to use this to prove that which is more chomer, Talmud Torah or Avoda? Talmud Torah, because there were two violations, and the Malach says that the real one, the main one, is the violation regarding Talmud Torah. Miyad, immediately the people did tshuva, they accepted upon themselves, based on this situation, that in the next war they would certainly dedicate themselves to the study of Torah, and hence the Pasuk says, Vayolin Yoshua Balaila Hu B'tocha Emek. Amar Rav Yochanan, you can take a look here on Daf Gimel Amid Beis Malamid Shalon BiOmka Shel Halach. So, in other words, they started dedicating themselves in a very serious, profound manner to the study of Torah. Now, in order to give a little bit more teeth to what the Gemara wants to conclude from this episode, this encounter between Yoshua and the Sarzva Hashem, the Gemara adds a statement of Rab Shmuel Bar Unya. Rab Shmuel said, Gadol, how severe is the violation of what we call Bittul Torah, Bittul Talmud Torah, Yoser, mi hakrovas tmidim. Shenemar ato basi, and the ato means now, on the avera of Bittul Torah. So you see that Torah is much more severe than avoda. So again, let's go over the logical processing of the Gemara. The Gemara says, how can Beis Rebbe derive a conclusion from Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, that if Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina said that Yimavatel Avoda for the sake of Mikra Megillah, how much more so would, and that's what Beis Rebbe wanted to derive, you'd have to be Mavatel Talmud Torah for Mikra Megillah. What are you talking about? Maybe Talmud Torah, so far as it's greater than Avodah, and we see Atobasi, you would not be Mevatel Talmud Torah. Again, Avodah, yes, but which is Kal relative to Talmud Torah, but not Talmud Torah. So Gemara answers Lokasha, Ha, meaning this case of Yoshua, the whole episode, was Derabim. Rashi says Derabim, you take a look at the top line, Rashi says, Hasam, Kol Yisrael Havu. In other words, the claim was that what's at stake here is a special category called Talmud Torah Derabim. Ha Diyachid. What Beis Rebbe was talking about, it was not gathering together the entire population of the Jewish people. He wanted to know if on an individual basis or different little small pockets or groups of Jews could be Mevatel Talmud Torah and should be Mevatel Talmud Torah for the sake of Mikra Megillah. So we now have the following hierarchy. On the top of the totem pole is what we call Talmud Torah Derabim. That weighs the heaviest. Next level is going to be Avoda. And the bottom of this totem pole is going to be Talmud Torah Diyachid, when it's not involved, as Rashi says, with Kol Yisrael. So here's the Kal Vachomer Beis Rebbe. If Talmud Torah Diyachid is Kal vis-a-vis Avoda, then if you're Mevatel the Avoda, according to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, for the sake of Mikra Megillah, how much more so are you going to be Mevatel Talmud Torah Diyachid for the sake of Mikra Megillah. And at this point, the Gemara says, is that really so? Is it really so that in your hierarchy, Talmud Torah the Yachid is lower on your totem pole than Avoda? V'chi the Yachid Kal, is Yachid really less severe or less heavy of a mitzvah than the Talmud Torah than Avoda? V'atnan, now the Gemara makes a transition. This is like in the piece of the puzzle. We had already three pieces of the puzzle. This is what I call the fourth piece of the puzzle. And this is a discussion about Avelus and Hesped for a mess. And the problem is, on Chol HaMoed, we do not want to undermine the mitzvah of Simcha on Chol HaMoed. On the other hand, for the sake of the mess, we want to have an observance of Avelus. So what do we do if there's a collision between the laws of Avelus and the laws of Simcha with regard to Chol HaMoed? So the Gemara says we're going to find a pshara. We're going to make some sort of a compromise. In other words, we're not going to have the regular Avelus, the classical Avelus. On the other hand, we're not going to bury the dead without Avelus. We have to find some middle of the road. What's the middle of the road? That's called Noshim Ma'anos Avalomitapchos. In other words, they're allowed to raise their voices in a kind of a call of kind of a voice of suffering and anguish because we're burying the dead, but we're not going to allow them to go a step further of metapchos. Metapchos means that they physically, you know, affect their body. They bang their fists on their body, and that creates even a more greater level of avelus and grief. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Imayu Smuchas Lemita Metapchos. Okay, but all this is not so relevant to us. Means that those women who are located very close to the coffin, they would be allowed even to be metapchos for the sake of the mess, even though it's Chol HaMoed. That's as far as we're going to go. But what we want to focus on is the next line in this Mishnah. The Mishnah says the following: the Rashi Chadashim. Again, that's also not so relevant to us right now. But what's relevant to us is Bechanaka ubipurim, Ma'anos umetapchos, Bazeh ubazeh. Meaning that with regard to Chanukah and Purim, we're going to allow, because it's not on the same level as Chol HaMoed, we're going to allow not only Ma'anos, but even metapchos. But what's the most intense level of Avelus, the highest and most profound level of Avelus? That's called Mekononos. Mekononos means that they used to sing in a kind of a dirge that would cause people to break out into tears. That far we're not going to go, even though, again, we're talking about days that are not endowed with a full-fledged Simcha like a Chol HaMoed. It's one level lower. But nevertheless, there's a limit to how far we're going to compromise as far as the Avelus, even with regard to Chanukah and Purim. So although we're going to go one step further and allow for Metapchos, we're not going to go as far as allowing Mekononos. However, and here's the punchline of the sugya, Amar Rabba Barav Huna, Ein Moed Bifnei Talmud Chacham, if the deceased was a Talmud Chacham, then we're going to allow for everything, in all the cases above, meaning, even in the case of Chol HaMoed, even in Metapchos, and even in Mekononos, all that is going to be allowed, even on Chol HaMoed, Rabosai, for the sake of a Talmud Chacham. We're putting a Talmud Chacham and his Torah on the highest level, so that the Avelus for the death of a Talmud Chacham is going to reach its apex, as it would be on a day that was not endowed with the mitzvah of Simcha. And we're going to, there's going to be virtually no difference between Chol and Yontif, meaning Chol and Chol HaMoed, as far as the mitzvah of burying a Talmud Chacham, of how we're going to cry when we bury him, how we're going to be maspid him and give a hesped for him. All this is down. V'kol shken Chanukah Purim. Now, if you're willing to override Moed for the sake of a Talmud Chacham and his death, then how much more so are you going to override Chanukah Purim? Because as we said before, Chanukah Purim had a heter of even Metapchos, which we didn't have on Chol HaMoed. So we see that Chanukah and Purim is on a lower level, and if for the higher level of Chol HaMoed, we're going to completely overlook the mitzvah of Simcha for the sake of bearing a Talmud Chacham, then how much more so we're going to do so for the sake of Chanukah and Purim, even though Chanukah and Purim are also days of Simcha, or at least Purim is. I don't know about Chanukah, but in the case of Purim, the Pasuk says, we also saw Yom Mishneh v'Simcha. Nevertheless, we're going to override that mitzvah of Simcha of Purim for the sake of Torah. And the Gemara now assumes the following premise, that if we're going to override the mitzvah of Simcha on Purim, then we're going to even override the mitzvah of Megillah on Purim. So we're going to have to discuss that at a later date. Let's just accept it right now as an axiom that we have a hekesh between mitzvah Simcha on Purim, and, which is called Asiyah in the Lashon of the Megillah, and the mitzvah of Megillah, which is called Zechira. And the Gemara is saying now that for the sake of the burial of a Torah scholar, we're going to even trump Mikra Megillah. So that, what's going on over here? We just finished saying in Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina that we're going to trump Avodah for the sake of Megillah. Now, Base Rebbe wanted to say that certainly we're going to trump Talmud Torah D'Yachid for the sake of Mikra Megillah. Here's a case where, on the contrary, for the sake of a Yachid, this individual Talmud Chacham who died, we're going to trump what? The mitzvah of Megillah. So we see a contradiction to Rebbe, to Base Rebbe. Again, let's go over one more time. Base Rebbe held that if you have two things in the balance, it's Mikra Megillah or it's Talmud Torah, then Mikra Megillah wins out. And that's Talmud Torah D'Yachid, which is on a lower level of stringency than Avoda, and hence the Kama Chomer from Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina. Says the Gemara, I'm going to prove to you just the opposite, that Talmud Torah D'Yachid is so great that it even trumps Megillah, because in this mission it says that we're going to go all out for the Avelus of a Talmud Chacham, even if it means overriding Simcha. And the Gemara assumes if you're overriding Simcha, then you're also going to override the Megillah. So how can the Talmidim of Beis Rebbe say that we're Mevatel Talmud Torah D'Yachid for the sake of Mikra Megillah? And the Gemara answers, Kavod HaTorah Ka'amrit, Kavod HaTorah D'Yachid Chamur. And now the Gemara has the following restructuring of the totem pole that we spoke about before. We put Talmud Torah D'Yachid on the bottom of the list. Avodah was a little bit more intense. And now what we're going to say is that even though Talmud Torah D'Yachid is on a lower level than Avodah, and it would certainly, therefore, based on the Kal Vachomer Beis Rebbe, not override the mitzvah Megillah, Faker, just the opposite, Megillah is going to trump Talmud Torah D'Yachid. That's only the study of Torah. But if we're talking about the covet of Torah is that much greater, and it's even greater than Avodah, because if you remember, Megillah trumps Avodah, but Megillah is not going to trump covet HaTorah in the case of a Talmud Chacham Shemes. On the contrary, the covet HaTorah of the Yachid is going to trump Megillah. So, I can't answer the following question. For that, we'd have to see the rest of the sugya, which I didn't get to yet. Where would you put Kavod HaTorah D'Yachid and the study of Torah D'Rabbim? Where does that fit in? You know, but that's a different issue. Okay, Rabbosai, let's put this Gemara on the side for the time being, and we're going to learn the Ritva on this sugya. So what you have here is page Reish Samach Gimel, and on the bottom left you have the Ritva. Now let's understand that we need this Ritva desperately. And I'll tell you why. L'chora, the sugya itself makes no sense at all. This whole discussion about Beis Rebbe, this whole discussion about whether we're Mevatel Talmud Torah for the sake of Megillah, and the Kal Vachomer from Avodah, and is Talmud Torah greater than Avodah? Is Avodah greater than Talmud Torah? And we finally conclude it depends on Talmud Torah the Rabbin versus Talmud Torah the Yachid, Covenant Torah, and so forth and so on. This whole thing is completely superfluous, completely unnecessary. We have a principle that Mevatlim Talmud Torah for any mitzvah in the Torah. The Gemara in Masechet Moed Katan derives this from different Yalfuses and One Yalfusa says that Talmud Torah is greater than, even though it's greater than every mitzvah, but nevertheless, Gadol Talmud Amevili De Maisa. Again, hopefully we'll get into some of these svaras, but the bottom line is that the rule of thumb is that Talmud Torah is called a mitzvah she'eino veres, and with regard to any other mitzvah, we call it a mitzvah veres. So now we have a conflict, we have a head-on collision between whatever mitzvah you want to choose and Talmud Torah. The answer is, postpone Talmud Torah for the sake of the mitzvah. I don't have to go into the dinim of Megillah. Megillah is irrelevant to this discussion. Megillah would just be an application of a universal rule that mevatlin Talmud Torah lemitzvah. So whatever mitzvah you have. So let's say, for example, there's a chola, and I want to visit the chola, and he could desperately be elevated by my visitation. I'm going to be mevatel Talmud Torah. The Gemara says, even for the sake of the mitzvah of Chasam Akala, you mevatel Talmud Torah. That's a sugya mesechtik subas. So all over Shas, we have a principle that was never questioned, that Talmud Torah, with all its greatness, is put aside for the sake of a mitzvah. Could you imagine, Rabosa, if it was otherwise? And I would say, well, let me dedicate myself 24-7 to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and forget about the other 612. Because Talmud Torah would trump every other mitzvah, because it's the greatest of all mitzvahs. The answer is nein. That it's just the opposite. That if you're talking about one mitzvah versus another, and you have to set up a priority system, then you really have to get into great detail and study be'iyun, and which mitzvah is more chomer than the other mitzvah, and therefore should trump the other mitzvah. But in the case of Talmud Torah, paradoxically, despite the fact that Talmud Torah is greater than any other mitzvah, it's the first mitzvah to give away for another mitzvah. And we don't have to ask any questions about whether the other mitzvah is greater or not greater. So you're talking about Avodah, and you want to know which comes first, Avodah or Mikra Megillah. Okay, I can appreciate such a study, and I'm wondering why we would terminate the Avodah for the sake of Mikra Megillah. Tosfos also is worried about that, and if you recall, as we saw at the beginning of our discussion today, that Tosfos says that there's a special mitzvah Megillah in Betzibur, and you know what, he'll do the Avodah a little bit later on. Okay, he's not going to do the Avodah with the emergence of the Chova, which is called Daybreak. He's going to postpone the Avodah, he'll go hear the Megillah, and he'll go do the Avodah. Okay, fine. So you want to know, should he be postponing his Chovah? Maybe Avodah is very severe. Tosfos says no. You have Megillah B'tzibur, and so forth and so on. But when it comes to Talmud Torah, hands down, Talmud Torah has to give way to any other mitzvah. So what is this whole sugya all about? You'll see a summary of what I just asked you on the bottom right column. It's Sarach Iyun, for those who like to highlight it. Dahalo Talmud Torah Nidcheis Mipnei Kol HaMitzvahs. And now you need a Kal V'Chomer to say, well, if Avodah is Nidcheis and it's Chomer, how much more so Talmud Torah is Nidcheis and it's how much more so Talmud Torah, which is Kal, is Nidcheis? That's not true. I don't need to enter into this whole battlefield here called Kal V'Chomer. There's a universal rule that all the mitzvahs override Talmud Torah. And here he quotes the Ritva.
Does it make a difference of the Raisa or the Rabbanim? Here you're pushing off a mitzvah Raisa of learning Torah.
Even for a drabbon, we'll push off for the sake of any single mitzvah, no matter what the mitzvah is, for Talmud Torah. Otherwise, you're basically undermining all the mitzvahs, whether they're Doraisa, they're Rabbanan, just take them. Again, when I say throw them out, it's only because we're dedicated to Torah study. If a guy is not dedicated to Torah study, obviously this is not a relevant discussion. But let's assume that, as Rav Baruch Ber used to say, that every spare moment you have in the day, you're dedicating it to Talmud Torah. So then forget about all the other mitzvahs, correct? So the answer is no. That the Torah was given to fulfill the mitzvahs. Says the Ritva, this is on the left column, the second line, at the end of that line. Shemevatlin Talmud Torah, uboyin lishmoa es hamagila, pirish, kidei lekrosa b'tzibur. Again, he's reiterating that svara that we saw in Tosfos, that we're talking about the, shall we say, the discrepancy or let's see if I can come up with a better word. That's not a good word, discrepancy. The increment. Oh, I like that word. I don't know how that flew into my brain. I probably haven't heard the word in like 15 years. I usually don't remember a word that I haven't heard in the last month. In the increment. There's an increment between Megillah and Megillah Betzibur. How many brownie points do you give? You follow? Let's say Megillah itself is worth 75. And now Betzibur it's worth 100. So we jacked it up by another 25 points. Do we apply the principle of Mevatlin Talmud Torah LeMitzvah just for that increment of 25 points? In other words, the basic mitzvah of Megillah, for sure, no question about it, you drop your sefer, you know, you don't drop it on the floor, but I mean to say you drop Talmud Torah for the sake of Megillah. But now, we want to know the following. You can fulfill the mitzvah of Megillah. You don't have to stop your learning of Torah. Finish the sugya that you're learning. And at 1:15, okay, we have to have mincha, at 1:30, and then you'll read the Megillah at 1:30. So you read the Megillah at 1:30, Nishkeferla. Okay, but now we have a different issue. And that's going to press us to be Mevatel Talmud Torah at what time? At 8 in the morning. Why at 8 in the morning? Because that's when the tzibur is getting together to read the Megillah. So you might say to yourself, look, I'm willing to say I'm Mevatel Talmud Torah for the basic mitzvah Megillah. But now you're telling to me Mevatel Talmud Torah for the increment, for the extra brownie points that I get because I jacked it up from a Megillah B'yachid to a Megillah B'tzibur. For that I need a Kal V'chomer. He says, let's finish up the Ritva. He says, V'ein tzarech lomar she'mevatlin Talmud Torasam l'gamre mipnei mikra Megillah. He says that if we're talking about just the basics, the nitty-gritty mitzvah of Megillah, and we're not just asking him to put his Torah on the side for the sake of that increment, that extra kiyum of tzibur, but rather we want to know Megillah versus Talmud Torah. He says, in such a case, mitzvah Megillah is a classical mitzvah. It's a mitzvah overes hayom. And Talmud Torah, efshel emachar. And that's the way the Ritva understood the rule that we're mevatel Talmud Torah for the sake of another mitzvah. Again, there may be other ways of approaching that principle. And therefore comes out the following. That if you'll ask me to put on the scale, Megillah versus Talmud Torah, which comes first? The answer is Megillah. Yeah. For that I don't need a Kal V'chomer. But if you'll ask me which comes first, Megillah B'tzibur or Talmud Torah, then now I want to undermine and postpone my Talmud Torah for the sake of Megillah B'tzibur, I can be Mekayim the Mitzvah Megillah without pushing off my Talmud Torah. But in order to achieve my special enhancement, namely Tzibur, I'm going to have to push off my Talmud Torah. Das Vesuklish. That I don't know. So to prove that I need a Yalfus, I need a Kal V'chomer. So the basic Kal V'chomer is the following. That in the case of Avoda, he could continue with his Avoda theoretically and read the Megillah later on. Mm-hmm. No, he can't do that. Why? Because what's he going to miss?
Tzibur.
And if he's going to miss Tzibur, then that extra embellishment, I'm going to use that word, but I'm using it in a vague sort of way, but I'm saying it, that upgrade of the mitzvah Megillah to the level of Tzibur is so weighty, it's so significant, that it overrides Avodah. Would that upgrade of Megillah to the level of Tzibur override Talmud Torah? That depends. If Avodah is more chamur, then we have a Kal V'chomer. If Talmud Torah is more chamur, then we don't have a Kal V'chomer. And the Gemara is fine, the chips fall like this. If it's Talmud Torah the Yachid, then Avodah is more chamur, and I have the Kal V'chomer base ready. So for the case of Talmud Torah the Yachid, just like in the case of Avodah, we're going to postpone Avodah for the sake of that extra kiyum of Megillah B'tzibur, so too by virtue of this Kal V'chomer, how much more so in the case of Talmud Torah, I'm going to postpone the Talmud Torah for the sake of that extra kiyum of Tzibur, which is now urgent, because now at this point, at 8 in the morning, the Tzibur is gathering together for the Mikra Megillah. However, if it would be Talmud Torah the Rabbim, that's already greater than Avodah, and we would not be Mevatel Talmud Torah the Rabbim for the sake of this kiyum of Mikra Megillah. So the Gvuras Yitzchak says the following. Mevur bidvar. Let's analyze how the Gvuras Yitzchak what conclusions he derives from the Ritva. He says the following. Zeh Pashut. There was never an issue. That's not the subject of Asuya. The Talmud Torah nidches mipnei Mikra Megillah. Ukmodin nidches b'shvil shara mitzvahs. Aval kshahanidon eino etzem hakriya. In other words, as far as Kriyas HaMegillah is concerned, he can fulfill that mitzvah and get all the key, you know, all the brownie points for the Kiyum of Megillah as a basic mitzvah, even if he postpones the Megillah till later on. And I'll read it b'yochi, because now he's involved in what? In Talmud Torah. He says, in that case, then why should he be Mavatal Talmud Torah for the mitzvah Megillah? What is pressing him? The answer is Kim Lakrosa Mitzibur. So we're not talking about Etzem HaKriya, but rather we're talking about Kriya Mitzibur. Oh, now I want to know. For the sake of Kriya Mitzibur, as far as the basic nitty gritty Kim of Megillah, he doesn't have to upset his Talmud Torah. But if he wants to add that extra embellishment, that Kim of Tzibur, he has to terminate his Talmud Torah. How far do we go with this extra addition of Tzibur? And that I can't derive from the general rule of Mevatlin Talmud Torah LeMitzvah Kol HaMitzvahs, because here the Kol HaMitzvahs doesn't require me to Mevatlin Talmud Torah, meaning the Megillah as a nitty-gritty basic mitzvah to obtain the Kiyum of Megillah like any other mitzvah, I can do so without undermining my Torah. And the answer is, but I'll have to undermine my Torah if I want to achieve that higher level of Kiyum of Megillah, namely what? The Kiyum of Tzibur. And that we don't know. And we have to derive that from a Kal Vachomer, from Avoda. That's what we get from the Ritva. Okay. So up until this point, I'm okay. Now the water, it gets a little bit more complicated. The next paragraph, I read a few times, and we'll see if we can get by it. He says the following. Milshono shel Ritva, v'ein tzarech lomar shemevatlim torasam legamre mipnei mikra megillah, mashma desvilei la Ritva decholuk din mevatlin talmud Torah lekrosa betzibur mea din mevatlin talmud Torah leikar mitzvah de mikra megillah. He's trying to be medayik from the language of the Ritva, that although now we have two different dinim of dechia, we have the regular classical universal din of dechia that Talmud Torah has to give way for the sake of Mikra Megillah, which would mean that if he would not be able to fulfill Mikra Megillah, then for sure he would have to terminate his Torah for the sake of a mitzvah. And then you have another din of dechia, and that's a din of Avatlin Talmud Torah Kedei Lekrosis HaMegillah B'Tzibur. And he wants to know, are those two dinim identical? Kedei Lekrosis B'Tzibur B'Emes Ein Mevatlin Torah Legamre. He says that even if we'd have to forego and forfeit the entire enterprise of Talmud Torah, we'll try to explain that in just a minute, but that's the ambiguous part of this paragraph. In any event, if he would have to completely forfeit the mitzvah of Talmud Torah for the sake of Mikra Megillah, that's true. And that din is, that principle is applicable. He would have to give up the entire mitzvah of Talmud Torah, if need be, right, for the sake of Mikra Megillah. Like, let's say, for example, he'd have to travel to who knows where in order to hear the Megillah. And if he doesn't, you know, waste an entire day, he will not be otze the basic mitzvah Megillah. So then we apply the principle of Mevatlin Talmud Torah le mitzvah, and in this case, le mikra Megillah. However, what about the case of mikra Megillah b'tzibur? In other words, what's at stake here is only the extra added upgrade of tzibur. Here also we're going to say Mevatlin Talmud Torah le mikra Megillah, but how far are we going to go? Are we going to say that even if he has to give up the entire enterprise of Talmud Torah, that's also included in this din of Mevatlim? So he says the following, that if you're very careful about the language of the Ritva, you'll see that there's a distinction between two halachas, both are called bittul, and both seem to be identical on the surface. And the Ritva says, Cholok din Talmud Torah, Mevatlin Talmud Torah, Likros B'Tzibur, Mea din de Mevatlin Talmud Torah, Le'ikar Mitzvahs Megillah. He says, Kedei Likros B'Tzibur, we would not give up and forfeit the entire enterprise of Torah study, the whole mitzvah. Dafka l'ikar kiyu mitzvahs Megillah, there is a universal din that even if it means we have to forfeit the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, we'll do so for the sake of the basic mitzvah Megillah. Because mitzvah Megillah, as the Ritva classifies it, is a mitzvah veres hayom, and Talmud Torah efshalom ochar. Avol kshenitche Talmud Torah rak kidei likrosa b'tzibur, eino yochol levatel mi Talmud Torah legamre. We're not going to allow him to give up and forfeit the entire package deal of Talmud Torah for the sake of that extra embellishment of the kiyum tzibur. Ela dekemo debavoda. Let's go back to the paradigm case. In the case of Avoda, which is Nidches for Mikra Megillah, and that means that he can come back and he can be Chozel Avodoso, then we have an upgrade. That in the case of what I just said is a little bit incomplete. For the sake of Kriyas HaMegillah B'tzibur, we're going to be Mevatel Avodah. Says the Mitzvah, that's only because Yochel Lachzel Avodasam. He's not forfeiting the whole package of Avodah. Because again, he's only trying to gain that increment of Tzibur. That's not enough to undermine the entire Mitzvah Avodah. It's only enough to give precedence and preferential treatment or priority treatment to Mikra Megillah. So he'll go to Mikra Megillah and he'll postpone his Avodah. But again, if he'd have to lose the entire enterprise of Avodah, that much we're not going to save just because of the kiyum of Tzibur. Kmo chen in the derivation case, ein l'ta'ein Talmud Torah nidches, he means if it'll be nidches legamri v'tnei Megillah b'tzibur, rak shichom lachzel l'toros avachaka. Now, what does it mean, Yichom Lachzel L'Toros Avachaka? There's a very ambiguous paragraph here, because I can always go back to Talmud Torah. How long is the Megillah going to take? I took a trip, you know, halfway across the world. But even if I had to go to India to hear the Megillah, although they should come to us, but then I would still have time to learn Torah. Then I think, Rabosai, don't hold me to this, but I think, to make any sense in my mind out of this paragraph, he's assuming that every day is a separate unit, a separate entity as far as Talmud Torah. Like, for example, if you open up the Ram Tilchus Tefillah, the Ram says, the Ram holds the Tefillah's Doraisa, he says, Chayav Lispal B'chol Yom. So the impression you get is that the mitzvah of Tefillah is a daily mitzvah. Or take, for example, Kriyat Shema. Every day you have to read Kriyat Shema twice. The Yom itself is an entity as far as the Chiyuv of Kriyat Shema. If I apply that, which again, I don't know why I should, I'm really not convinced of this, that every day, with every new day, what emerges is a brand new Chiyuv of Talmud Torah. So every 24-hour period is a unit unto itself. Then I can begin to understand what he's saying. And he's saying the following, that if, for the sake of Megillah, you're going to have to lose an entire day of Talmud Torah, that's called Akiras Talmud Torah Legamre. And here we're going to apply the universal principle that for the sake of a mitzvah, whatever mitzvah that may be, it doesn't matter, you have to give up on Talmud Torah, forfeit the mitzvah. But if there's only an increment, that the mitzvah will be jacked up to a higher level, that's not going to be, right, Tzibur in the case of, that's not going to be enough to be Mevatel Talmud Torah Legamre, to tell me that an entire day, you know, rip that day off the calendar. You know, if you have a calendar that's made up of each day, it's a separate page, rip that page off for your calendar of Talmud Torah. That far we won't go. Now again, I have to admit to you that the language that he's using doesn't really sound like that, because he, at one point in his presentation, he says lemachar. Did you see that word? Mm-hmm. So I don't know. You know,
but it also undermines the concept that Talmud Torah is a mitzvah she'eino averus, because if it's towards the end of the day, now I have a choice. It is a mitzvah averus, because I won't be able to go back and finish my Talmud Torah today, because it will end before I get a chance to learn it again. So it becomes, so then the whole principle goes down too.
Correct, and that's why I need the Kal V'chomer. In other words, in the absence of the Kal V'chomer, I might draw the following conclusion, that to some extent, Talmud Torah is also a mitzvah veris. So what are you going to tell me now? Well, for the sake of Mikra Megillah, I'm going to give up on that mitzvah veris. Bishlema, if you're talking within the day itself, then Talmud Torah is not called a mitzvah veris. So you can tell me that, you know, you'll do mitzvah X, and then you go back to your Talmud Torah within the same day. Again, he doesn't use that language, so I have to admit it. But in the case of Mikra Megillah B'tzibur, now what are you going to go as far as to say that, you know, we're going to completely undermine, we're completely rip off the day of Talmud Torah for the sake of that increment of Kriya B'tzibur, that far we're not going to go. So that's the Ritva saying that the Kal V'chomer here is to be viewed and restricted to the paradigm case of Avoda. And in the paradigm case of Avoda, we're talking about a Kohen who's going to go back and do the Avoda after Mikra Megillah. So we're only postponing the Avoda for the sake of Mikra Megillah. Now comes the power of the embellishment of Megillah up to the level of what? Of Tzibur, and that embellishment is so significant that it's going to allow the Kohen to delay his Avoda and give first priority, first focus on what? On hearing the Megillah. But if it would be a case where the Avoda would be completely undermined and forfeited, then we would not apply this principle. Now therefore, if Talmud Torah is a derivation from Avoda, and we're saying that just like we're going to postpone the Avoda for the sake of Mikra Megillah B'tzibur, we'll do the same thing for the sake of, we'll do the same thing to Talmud Torah because of the Kal V'chomer, that's only if you're talking about postponing Talmud Torah to a later point in the day. But if you're talking about complete Akira, Legamre of Talmud Torah, Mechitesi, why should it be worse than Avoda? We never went as far as to say that for the sake of Megillah B'tzibur, we're going to undermine the mitzvah of Avoda in a totality sense. I don't know, Rabbi Osei. He doesn't clarify it. If I would write a letter to the editor, I would say,
if you would say Talmud Torah is one continuous mitzvah, never stops, then
that's the way I always understood it.
You're just interrupting.
You know? Like for example, let me ask you a question, Asher. If you learned a mishmar, do you have to make another bracha the next morning?
Yes.
Okay, but Pashtus, I'm just saying, you know, Pashtus, you would not have to make a new bracha.
Right.
Why? Because he had no Hesek Hadas. You know, if you went to sleep, that's a different story. But if it's continuous limud, yeah, I never understood that, you know, Talmud Torah should be seen within a time framework. You know, it's a classical case of a mitzvah she'enas ma'agrom. It's a mitzvah t'midis. So that, I'm not sure exactly what he means when he differentiates between one kind of Bittul Talmud Torah and the other kind of Bittul Talmud Torah. One kind of Bittul Talmud Torah, he says, is just a postponement of Talmud Torah. The other is an Akira Legamre. He's completely undermining his Talmud Torah. I don't know how to put that into context. Vihine Shomba Amid Beis Udi Yachid Kal Va'omar Rabba Barav Huna Ein Moed Bifnei Talmud Chacham V'kol Shkein B'chanuk Purim. Okay, so here we didn't get a chance to look at Tosfos. Tosfos Shom, Dibra Maschil Kolshkein. Okay, so let's open up again the Gemara and then we'll come back to read the text here. So we're talking at the 1, 2, 3, 4, the fourth Tosfos on the page. 1, 2, 3, 4. Kolshkein Chanukah Purim, Gimel Amid Beis. Shemutal Aspidon, V'afal Gav Dimavatel Mimikru Megillah. Now this is amazing. Tosfos has a premise here which he doesn't clarify. I looked in the back, I have something called Biuret Tosfos, it doesn't help me at all. But somehow, again, I don't understand the magic of it. I don't know who whispered this into Tosfos' ear, but he assumes that in this case, when they're busy burying the dead, the entire enterprise of Mikra Megillah is going to go down the tubes. Alma, what do we see? Again, the Havmi of the Gemara didn't differentiate between Kavod HaTorah and Talmud Torah. The Talmud Torah, Chamur, the Mikra Megillah. Now again, Tosfos has already committed himself on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, the top Tosfos of Vatlin, that the whole sugya revolves around the issue of Megillah B'tzibur. And yet, Tosfos says that we're going to have to
Set aside
the mitzvah of Megillah
entirely
for the sake of Talmud Torah, if we assume that Talmud Torah is on a greater level. Now this doesn't make any sense because the whole sugya is addressing the issue of not undermining the mitzvah of Megillah. The whole sugya is talking about postponing the mitzvah of Megillah, and now Tosfos throws in another element into the equation and he says that we're gonna completely undermine the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah, and we're gonna have to do so for the sake of Talmud Torah if we assume that Talmud Torah is more chamur than avoda. I mean, the whole thing doesn't fit into the mechanics that we've been operating with. He says the following. This is line, what is it? Six. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's line 6 in the paragraph. He says, "Mistimas divrayem." That's an interesting comment. I mean, I'm used to seeing this with regard to the Rambam, you know. But basically, "Mistimas divrayem," you could apply to any Rishon. That if the Rishon doesn't qualify, it means it's unqualified. Mashma de mavatel mikra megillah legamre v'eino kore klal. That for the sake of Talmud Torah, in this case it's actually Kavanah Torah, but we'll call it Talmud Torah because in the Havamina of the Gemara equated the two, we're going to undermine the mitzvah Megillah completely. Gone. Vitzarech Iyud. Darei bi'arnu de kalvachomer de Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina de shemavatlim Talmud Torah lekrosa mitzivur. The whole sugi was only talking about, you know, the forfeiting the kiyum of tzibur if you postpone Megillah, but we weren't discussing giving up the mitzvah Megillah. Okay. Aval zeh pashut, if you're talking about Talmud Torah and you're talking about the mitzvah Megillah, which is at stake, meaning it's either Talmud Torah or Megillah or bust. In other words, there's no middle option over here. There's no question of some sort of the evident kind of mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. Is then for sure Mevatlin Talmud Torah Bishvil Ikra Mitzvahs Mikra Megillah. So what, like once again, the Gemara is attacking the Kalvachomer of Rabbi Yossi, of Rebbe, of Beis Rebbe, because I'm going to prove to you from this Mishnah about Avelus that Talmud Torah is greater than Avodah. That Talmud Torah is greater than Megillah. We never had a Havamina that Talmud Torah was greater than Megillah. We only had a Havamina that Talmud Torah might be greater than Megillah B'tzibur. But as far as Megillah is concerned, from the yardstick of all mitzvahs, then certainly Talmud Torah has to give way to the mitzvah of Megillah. Zeh Pashut Shemavatlan Talmud Torah Bishvil Ikar Mitzvahs Mikra Megillah. Imkein Tikshi Lekuli Alma. According to Tosus's interpretation, we don't know how he got it, where he got it from, that for the sake of burying the Talmud Chacham, we're going to forego the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah Lagamre. How is that possible? The Gemara now assumes that Kavanah Torah is the same as what? As Talmud Torah. If it's the same as Talmud Torah, I could be Mevatel the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah Lagamre for the sake of Talmud Torah. Ain Levatel Mikra Megillah Lehespe Talmud Chacham, if Hespe Talmud Chacham is viewed as equal to Talmud Torah. So this Tosis is a real doozy of a Tosis.
Maybe I hope that Avelus Osbo Bayom, so that's a derisa.
Well, again, we're not really talking about Avelus in the strict sense. You know, we're talking about you and I. You know, we're going to be Masbid the Talmud Chacham. So in that case, it's Kavanah Torah, which Gemara equates now with Talmud Torah. And Tosfos says that if that Hesped is going to be a long, long Hesped, I don't know how many hours he's eulogizing the dead, or maybe it's many, many different Hesped, or maybe he has to travel, I don't know, whatever the case is, then we're going to completely undermine and forego the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. I mean, that just goes against everything that we've been saying until now. You know, we were wondering about, you know, postponing Talmud Torah for the sake of Mikra Megillah, or possibly even foregoing on Talmud Torah for the basic mitzvah of Megillah. We were wondering if we would postpone Talmud Torah for the sake of Megillah B'tzibur, and that's where the Kavah Chomer came in. But to go as far as to say that for the sake of burying the Talmud Chacham, we're going to completely undermine the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah, bye-bye Megillah, that far we wouldn't go. He says, "Vehine agra barachaim simon tof reish tzadivav hikshal atosvus." The Efo, you know, he's more interested in going in a technical issue in Tosfos. Efo ochiach, I think I have to add a mem over here. The me Efo ochiach haGemara, according to Tosfos, how did the Gemara know that mutal aspidum afal gab demavatel mikra Megillah? The efsha that din the mutal lafsid lehaspidom who dafka bechay gavna sheinu mevatel mikra Megillah. You know, give the hespid at 12 noon and read the Megillah either earlier or later. But how do we know that you're going to completely forfeit the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah for the sake of Hesped of a Talmud Chacham? Had the Gemara know such a thing? Tosa assumes that's what the Gemara knows. Lachain Pirish Agra, Sheikar Adin, Ein Moed Bifnei Talmud Chacham, that principle, quote unquote, Ein Moed Bifnei Talmud Chacham, Hainu Shemavatel Mitzvahs Simcha Umishte. What the Gemara is talking about is that the amount of time that we're going to have to dedicate to burial and eulogize the dead, in this case the Talmud Chacham who died, is going to eat up so much of our day that we won't be able to set up a mishta, a simcha, a seuda. Oh, and the Gemara asks the following. This is the underlying premise of the Gemara. The chihechi demevatlin asiya. Asiya means simcha, mipnei Talmud Chacham, for the sake of Torah. So again, when it comes to the basic asiya of observing this day of Purim as a day of Simcha and Mishteh, we're going to have to forego that for the sake of Talmud Torah. We'll call it burial of the dead. We're equating now with Talmud Torah. It's Hachinami. So too, we're going to have to forego the mitzvah of
Megillah.
Why? Lizchira. The Iskish La'adadi, because we have a Hekesh that's the Gemara on Omid Aleph, that we equate Zechira and Asiya. So whatever overrides Asiya is also going to override Megillah, meaning Zechira, by virtue of this Hekesh. Is therefore Talmud Torah is going to override the mitzvah of Megillah. So I'm not sure exactly if the Gaon is answering our question here, because again we said that Talmud Torah has to give way for any mitzvah. I see the technicalities here. In other words, the mechanics is that because we have this Mishnah that says we're going to forfeit the mitzvah of Simcha and Mishteh for the sake of the burial of Talmud Chacham, therefore ipso facto, based on the Hekesh, we're going to forfeit the mitzvah of Megillah. I just don't understand how that works, because we have a universal principle that Talmud Torah is pushed aside, has to step aside for any mitzvah. Maybe he means that burial of the dead here is maybe like Yechiel was saying before, maybe it makes it into a mitzvah veres. I don't know. And the Gaon continues and he says, "Ubeposuk hazeh shel mishpacha u'mishpacha nizkarim v'nasim ksiv." In that very same posuk it says nizkarim v'nasim. Is there for kamosha mevatlim, just like will be mevatel the mitzvah of asiya. I know it's a little bit out of order here. He says, "Ukmoshu mevatlin lasiya hu adin l'schira." I don't know. It's a little bit out of order. If we had a moment, we would open up the Gaon. Ulefi divrei Agra nira shemevatlim hadin mishte v'simcha legamre. Right? We're not just postponing the suda. We won't have the suda. Machmas ha'hesped ukmochem b'schira. Meaning Mikra Megillah, the Iskash La Dodi Mevatlin Mikra Megillah Lagamri. Vitzarachim. Oh, maybe he's asking our question. Let's see. Dizepot Shemavatlin Talmud Torah Bishvil Ikar Mitzvah Kriyas HaMegillah Kein Tikshi Lekuli Alma. I guess he's saying even after the Gra is Eich Mevatlin Kriyas HaMegillah. This question should be asked irrelevant of Beis Rebbe. Forget about Beis Rebbe. Even before we get to Beis Rebbe, how can you tell me that for the sake of Hesped, which is a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, in the case of the death of a Talmud Chacham, that we're going to completely undermine the mitzvah of Megillah? How could that be? Eich mevatlim mitzvah Megillah b'shvil Talmud Torah? L'chora ayin nirat the afagad de bevadai mitzvahs Talmud Torah nidcheis v'nei kol mitzvahs hasam ain I nidon levatal mitzvahs Talmud Torah ki im kavod haTorah. Again, at this point in the sugya, the Gemara equates the two. V'kavod haTorah shapir dochel mitzvah simcha u'mikra megillah legamrei. I don't know if he means because it's a mitzvah veres, or I don't know what he means. El dilfize tikshi my parch b'gemara al Reb Yossi Reb Chanina kishal hasam I nidon u'kavod haTorah. Velo Talmud Torah. Ah, you know, as if this whole deity about undermining and forfeiting the mitzvah of Megillah for the sake of Hesped of the Talmud Chacham is based on the principle of Kavod HaTorah, so then why does Gemara even ask this question? I mean, that was the whole breakthrough of the Gemara's answer. Don't equate Kavanat Torah and Talmud Torah. So what was the underlying premise of the Maksha? So now he quotes Rav Torchin, who has a work on Hilchus, or I should say on Masechet Megillah. And he says, Ra'isi bekunches Chanukah Megillah, Shebir, Decholuk Dina de Rav Yosef Rav Chanin de Vatlan Talmud Torah Mikra Megillah Betzibur Mikal Vachomer de Avoda. Meikar halacha de mevatlin Talmud Torah b'shvil kol mitzvahs beikar yisodino de ikar halacha de mevatlin Talmud Torah kol mitzvahs hareize din dechia. So now he's going to differentiate between two concepts that sound identical but they're different. One is called dechia and the other is called adifa. He says as far as this universal principle that we push aside Talmud Torah for the sake of any mitzvah, that's only a din of dechia. Ulam hadem vatlin Talmud Torah b'shvil kriya b'tzibur ein ze din dechia el din adifus de mikra megillah b'tzibur adif mi mitzvahs Talmud Torah. This is a very heavy statement. You know, you're talking about weighing two mitzvahs and their inherent significance, and Talmud Torah is connected kulam, but mikra megillah b'tzibur, for some unknown magical reason, is even heavier, it's even weightier than the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, as great as Talmud Torah is. Ukeloshen ha-gemara, amar rava, pshitali, Talmud Torah u mikra megillah adif, mi de samchu shel beis rebbe. Interesting. He never says, Rava, that mikra megillah is nidches. I'm sorry, is doche Talmud Torah, but rather it's adifa. It's adif. Hare de nokat mikra megillah adifus yeshpa. Do nitzad adin she Talmud Torah nidches b'shvil kol mitzvus eino nidche rak b'shvil etzem hamitzvah bilvad. Avol came with the mikra megillah adif de mevatlim avoda v'talmud Torah. That's called adifus. So this is a major revolution here. What he's saying is that although there's a universal rule of bittul Talmud Torah, of dechias Talmud Torah, for the sake of any mitzvah, the exception to the rule is when we can establish what's called adifus. In other words, you can never establish that any mitzvah that comes up to clash with Talmud Torah is a more inherently significant mitzvah. But you can apply the principle that Talmud Torah is nidches, mevatlin Talmud Torah. But here's one case, and so far we only know of this one case, where we have an adifus. And that completely overrides the normal rules of dechia. So again, according to the normal rules of dechia, we'd have to put Talmud Torah aside. Correct? And we would certainly be mevatel Talmud Torah for any other mitzvah. But in the case of Mikra Megillah, we have a din of adifus. Just one second. I think I messed up here. In Mikra Megillah, we have a din of adifus. Just give me a second, Rabbi Osai. One second. Is adifus greater than dechia or... I thought Adifus was greater than Dechia, but I think I made a mistake. Just one second. Here, for the sake of Adifus, what do we say? Just give me a second here to get the mathematics here. What do we say that now? The Gemara tells us that for the sake of Talmud Torah... Yeah, I think he's saying Adifus is one notch lower than Dechia. Let's see the next paragraph. It bails me out. Lefi zed nira dezeh poshadin shetamud Torah nidches b'shvil kol mitzvus ena alocha rak b'mitzvus Talmud Torah levad v'eino shayach lekovet haTorah mishum hachi lo haya kasha laGemara de'eich mevatlim mikra megillah b'shvil kovet haTorah ulam Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina chidesh din adifus the mikra megillah adif mi Talmud Torah vaya savra haGemara the lekar nafkemina bein Talmud Torah lekovet haTorah via mikra megillah adif mi Talmud Torah is who adin the adif mikvod haTorah, gamkein ve'eich mevatlin mikra megillah mishum kovod haTorah. Mishani haGemara, fine. You know what, Rav Osar, I'm gonna make a suggestion here. If it's okay, let's stop here. What we got, and then we'll try to finish it up another time. But I have this albatross hanging over my head. I started already twice to analyze a piece in the Pakat Yitzchak, and I failed to get to the punchline on two occasions. So we have a rule in baseball: three strikes and you're out. So I'm going to try to see if this time we left enough time to finish this up. So if you have the photocopy, there may be another copy floating around here somewhere. It's on page Ayin Beis. I think I have a couple of copies here. Two copies, let's see if it's the right one. Yeah, Ayin Beis. You can put, Usher, put one copy in the back or pass it on. And what we have so far is a question about the Lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says that Gadol Hasaras HaTabas, I'll read the Gemara to you, just one second. I'm sorry, I'm on the wrong page, of course.
This is an Ayin
Aleph. Just one second, give me a second here. Okay, here it is. Gadol Hasaras Tabas Yoser Mimemches Nevi'im. And that's a Gemara in Masechet Megillah. So Rav Hutna understands that this is a matbea meaning it's a new phrase or a new, you know, the Chazal have coined a new category, a new concept called Hasaras Tabas. And he wants to say that this is a little bit different than what we would call Yisurim. And we spoke yesterday about a Gemara in Brachos called Bris Yisurim. Now in the world of Yisurim, what we have is a Kabbalah Belev of what we call Yisurim B'Simcha. In other words, that he's actually Shalem. He's complete with the Yisurim. And even on a Shmua Ra, he has this, again, if I could use the term simcha, but that's only belief. As far as Bepeh is concerned, the brach that he recites is what? Hadayin ha'emes. In other words, that even though the Gemara says tzorach lekabilinu besimcha, that's a Gemara in brachos adaf samach amid beis, but nevertheless, al hatova hu mevarech hatova meitiv, al haros, the Gemara says in brachos daf nudalid, who Omer Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv. That's up until the ultimate Geula, when Hayu Vayom Ahu Yeh Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad. And at that point, even Bepeh, we can make the Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv even on a Shmua Ra, even on Yisurim and anguish and the like, because then the Hanhag of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be just simply Tov, meaning there won't be a distinction between Ra and Tova. So, for example, if you look at the bottom of page Ayin Aleph, going on to page Ayin Beis, he says the following. He says the following, that sometimes we suffer even more when we see that the Rishoyim are experiencing Tova, they're riding a high wave, than when we see Surin Shalat Tzadik, meaning Tzadik Viralo. Mm-hmm. This is a very profound anguish that we feel. So he says, "Hara'iyah b'tovasim shel rishon yesh ba harbe yoser yisurim me'asher yisuri tzadik atzma." Now, it's even the tzadik himself who's suffering, he suffers even more when he sees, when he witnesses tzadik rasha b'tovla. Kmochein, shnayim em sugya shmuas haroz ba'olam. There's one shmua which is a shmua of tzadik v'ralo, and that shmua is of course a Shmua Ra, and there's another Shmua of Rasha V'Tovlo. That's also a Shmua Ra, that's even more painful. And he says the following, that as a general rule, we'll see that Amalek is going to be the exception, there are two Mahalchim. One is Mahalich called Tzadik V'Ralo, and the other is Rosh V'Tovlo. They're totally independent, one of the other. And each one is Sholeit, he says, expresses itself in a different, in its time and in its place. And there's no necessity for what we would call simultaneity. You know, there's no need to assume that if it's Tzadik V'Ralo, then it's Rosh V'Tovlo, or the other way around. Sorry. Okay. But what's the exception to this rule? When do these two Hanhagos of Tzadik V'Ralo and Rosh V'Tovlo merge into one, and they're interdependent? That's only with regard to Hamolik, Shiny Hamolik. And here's where he quotes the Halacha of Vayisrotzitzu, that Kishe'echot Kam Zenofil, Zenofil Zekam. Hayachasim bein Amalek Yisrael, in the relationship in this world between Amalek and Yisrael, Yotzim hei mechlol shal hanocha now. This is the exception. Because in this context, hanhoga shal tzadik v'ralo, v'anhoga shal rosha v'tovlo, enom anofim mispardim, these are not separate branches that separate, but rather on the contrary, enom nechlokos l'shnei sugim, they're not split into two categories. Elohim omdos zelo zeviachas shel haba hatalia. If you're going to see tzadik v'ralo, you're going to see Rosh v'tovlo, it's both, they're both interdependent. Elok shen omdos zelo zeviachas shel, fine. Kial kain. Yachasim alalu sholed hu achok shel v'srotzitzu. Kishizeh kom, zeh nofer. Umemela, l'umat kol tnua shel tov l'rasha. Notice, whenever you press the button of tov l'rasha, behechrech, sheyia li'amita. Amita means in the other side, right? Milashon imut, right? On the other side of the confrontation. Tnua shel ra l'tzadik. Correct? So take, for example, at the beginning of the Megillah, who's up on top? Haman, and he's Amalek, and Mimela, who's going to be on the bottom, is going to be Mordechai, because Mordechai is going to be part of the Gzeira of Haman. Umipnei kach, cholkim heim hayisurim hanigramim al yedei Amalek shem li'atzman. In other words, when we experience that terrible anguish of Rasha v'tovlo in the case of Amalek, then we have to give it a new name, because that new name is going to indicate that what's nigrar, what's kind of dragged along willy-nilly, is going to be Tzadik V'Ralo, because it's Zekom Zenofel. So therefore, Kol HaYisurim Heim Yisurim Pratiyim L'Gabi Yisurim Me'Amalek. Notice all the other cases of Yisurim have to be separated, they have to be understood, each case unto itself. And you could talk about Tzadik V'Ralo, you could talk about Rosh V'Tovlo as separate entities. However, in the case of Yisurim Me'amolek, Heim Bi'etzem Tivom Klolim. In other words, there's no difference between one case and the other. In with regard to all the other Yisurim, you could say, well, it might be Tzadik V'Ralo, it doesn't necessarily have to be Rosh V'Tovlo, or vice versa. So that's called Pratiyim. But in the case of Amalek, when you're talking about the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Gzeros and Hanhagos and a Tzadik or Rasha, in the case of Amalek, we know exactly what it's going to be. It's going to be Rasha V'Tovlo, if it's that, and it's going to be Tzadik V'Ralo, if it's Rasha V'Tovlo. Rasha V'Tovlo willy-nilly means it's going to be Rasha V'Ralo, it's going to be Tzadik V'Ralo. Shareihem mitzarfim et shnei sugi ayisurim liyachida achas. These two branches that we separated one from the other, which is one anguish over the tzaddik who's suffering, the other anguish is over the rasha who's enjoying life. Those are no longer separate units with regard to Amalek. And that's why Chachamim looked for a terminology to describe this phenomenon of the Surim of Rasha V'Tovlo in the case of Amalek, and that's called Hasoras HaTabas. Zewa Okei Tzaboli B'losh Chachamim Shekaru L'Klolius HaGzera Shalhamim B'Shem Hasoras Tabas. In other words, the Gzeirah of Haman is classified or described as Hasoras Tabas, which is reference, of course, to the Tabas of Achashverosh that's now being transferred over to Haman. Ki Hasorazu, hi Tovas HaRosha, Ugdulaso Shal Haman, V'Tovas HaRosha Zeh, Machrichahi Esra'aso Shal HaTzadik. So that if now Haman is being elevated to the high status of wearing this tabas, meaning he has now the green light to institute gzeros and destroy the Jewish nation, then by definition, Mordechai is down. That you can't have a situation where it's tzaddik v'tovlo while it's Rasha v'tovlo. If it's Rasha v'tovlo, it can't be tzaddik v'tovlo. Because we're dealing with what?
Amolek.
Umikevon shehechrech zeh miyuchad l'gzeirosim shal Amolek, meaning as soon as we hear that Amolek is succeeding in its gzeiros, ipso facto we know that the Russia is, that the tzaddik is ralo, memela shmam shal yisur malol misyaches hu l'nekudas yichud ofi shebahem. In other words, we want to use a term that would indicate that this is a unique kind of mechanics. The yichud ofi zeh mechayv lahachnis is kol yisur v'atzoras migzeros shal homel tok shem kloli shal hasoras tabas. That hasoras tabas is that new terminology that indicates that if Haman is being elevated and he's wearing the tabas, then we know that it's ralo, it's really terrible suffering for the tzaddik. Ukocha nasim hem ya yisurim anigrom al yidei mitziyus shal amolik ba'olam l'semel mitziyus ha'yisurim b'chlal. Now, I'm not sure about that line, but I think what he's saying is, it's a little bit ambiguous, or obscure, if you could use that word, that since this kind of Yisurim is very unique, and it's very powerful and profound, so we can use this as the, in a sense, the paradigm of Yisurim in general, that this is the most profound kind of Yisurim. Al-Kain, Michiyoso Hashlemo Shal Mitzias Amolek, he hamavar mean hoga sheba sholtim gam dayanem is vegam tova metim los an hoga sheimba ella shlitas hatov veametiv. He's saying the following, that once Amolek is defeated and we get to the point of Mechias Amolek mina olam, he calls it Mitzius Amolek ba'olam. Then Mechias Shlema Shal Mitzias Amolek ba'olam is basically a transition from God's Hanhaga that separate, that during this period of time before the ultimate Achris Hayomim, that we separate between the Brach of Dayana Emes and the Brach of Tova Meitiv. Because again, once we destroy Amolek, then that means there'll no longer be a situation of Zekom v'Zenofel. Al-Kain, Simchas Purim, she Simchaso, Simchas Mechias Amolek, Muchrachas hi laholid dafka lihivoled, I guess you'd say, dafka mitoch osa hakara hatofeses bibihirus ki legabi amolek ein shum hevdel bein hayisurim shal atzadik viralo ubein hayisurim shal rosha vitovlo chisorin hevdel zeh hu she ose amolek l'shem kolel bimitzias hayisurim violam, which is called Hasaras HaTabas. Rak mitoch HaKorah Zu Ba'a Hi HaTfisa Da Yeshua Me'amolek Eina Yeshua Pratis Shal Tzar Pratis Eli Yeshua Klolis L'Metzius HaYisurin Sheba'olam. So now what is the simcha of the destruction of Amolek? It means that once we are saved from Amolek, that's not just sparing from Amolek, but basically It's Yisurim. This becomes the Av, so to speak. The Tolda is other applications, but the Av itself is the Yisurim from Amolek. Once that's removed, then the whole Metzius of Yisurim Ba'olam is removed. Ha'uchachala Metziusa shal akarizu b'libo shal Adam hi'argashat mima v'amaleya ki shtei ha'yeshua shal gedulas Mordechai u'mapolas Haman einon ela shtayim shein achas. Mamish, kishem shem mahalach hatzara of Hasaras Tabas, he etzem atzoras shel lahashmidu lahargli abed. Mamish k'mochein b'mahalach Yeshua mapalosin shel Haman, he etzem atova shel gedulas Mardechai. Veheim heim divrei agra, ki adlo yada bein or Haman lebarach Mardechai hainu, shel lo yeda. Lahavdil bein hanes shel mapeles Haman lebein hanes shel gedulas Mardechai. Ki dafka hakara biyichud shnei anisim alalu. Yichud means the integration or the synthesis of these two miracles as one entity. He hameira es hasaga ki gmar mechias hamolek hu hamavar el olam sheyesh bo makom lishlita havara, meaning determination of that phase, so to speak, that we live in now of history of the world, Sheyeshbo Shlitas Dayana Emes, where we have a brach of Dayan Emes, and now a Mavar, we are entering into a whole new world, She'ein Ba'ela Hatova Meit. So let's go back to page Ayin Beis for a minute and see if we can fill in some of the missing blanks. Okay, we still have a few minutes, thank God. He's saying the following, that I think the key lines here, which is about two-thirds down the page here on Ayin Beis, is Michiaso Hashlema Shalamolek Hihi Hamavar Mehanhaga Sheba. In other words, the Hanhaga of this world as we know it today, where there's a separation between Dayana Emes and Atova Meitiv, to a Hanhaga where it's only Atova Meitiv, where everything that we perceive is good. Why is that so? So let's try to understand. Since Amalek, as long as he exists, gives us both a Rasha V'Tovlo, and at the same time, a Tzadik V'Ra'ala, means it gives us the thrust, Amalek really gives us the ultimate or the most profound anguish of Yisurim, because it's going to be the ultimate. In other words, you could have Tzadik V'Ra'ala, which would we'll call it 60 points, and you could have Rasha V'Tovlo, which is 70 points, but they each are independent one of the other, so that you can have this anguish and this Yisurim without this one. But in the case of the ultimate, which is both 60 and 70, that's going to be Amalek, Shlitas Amalek Ba'olam. As long as Amalek reigns supreme, then we have all the anguish, the ultimate of anguish, the ultimate of Ra. We have both the Besora of Tzadik, of Rasha V'Tovlo, and at the same time, by definition, we have the Besora, the Shmua of Tzadik V'Ralo. And therefore, if Purim represents total mechia of Amalek, in other words, we're getting now a taste of what's going to be at the end of days, because we no longer have this suffering and this anguish, which is a package deal of both Tzadik V'Ra'alo, Rosh V'Tovlo, and Tzadik V'Ra'alo. So that's going to terminate with the destruction of Amalek, and therefore we're going to get rid of all this phenomenon of Tzadik V'Ra'alo and Rosh V'Tovlo. Then everything basically that God does is the Hanhag of Tov. And therefore this distinction between a bracha of Hatova Meitiv and a bracha of Dayana Emes is completely irrelevant. So that what's going to happen is at the time of the destruction of Amalek, which is the Achris HaYomim, all this distinction between whether the Yisurim is suffering, are we suffering, are we not suffering, that's all been completely destroyed. And therefore he says that the Yeshua Me'amolik, any Yeshua Pratis, Shal Tzara Pratis, it's not just, because again, why did the Yisurim of Amalek become upgraded to the Av, right, to the ultimate? That's because it's representative of ultimate Yisurim, because Amalek by definition has both Rosh V'Tovlo and Tzadik V'Ra'alo. So now, if we can put an end to this Yisurim, this ultimate Yisurim, with the destruction of Amalek, then we no longer have, you know, different kinds of Yisurim in which we could say that the Shmua is a shmua ra, and I cannot recite the bracha of atova meitiv. And he says, therefore, shtei hayishuos shall gedulas mardechai, just like the yisurim is one yisurim, there's one indivisible entity of rasha v'tovel tzadik v'ralo, so to the yeshua will mean an inseparable entity between Mapelas Haman and Gedulas Mardechai. That's what he calls here on the bottom of page 9 base, Shtayim Shein Achas. That just like in the Mahalach of Ra, meaning of Yisurim, we have something called Hasar Satabas, which integrates both the Rosh HaVitovlo and the Tzadik V'Ralo, so too when we destroy this and undermine this Hasaras Tabas phenomenon at the time of the ultimate Yeshua, when we have a complete Mechia of Amalek, at that point we're going to have both Gedulas Mardechai and Nefilas Haman. So what's the level of Simcha that we want to achieve on Purim? Adlo Yoda. What does it mean Adlo Yoda? Says the Gon that it's Adlo Yoda bein Gedulas Mardechai lebein Nefilas Haman. Why? Because both those two were one entity during the existence of Amalek, and we have to imagine on Purim, like Purim is Me'ein Nachris Hayom, the destruction of Amalek. The whole essence of the Simcha, he says, is Mechias Amalek. So we're already living in the future on Purim. We're already experiencing that level of Mechias Amalek totalit, right, Bishlemus. And therefore, just like in the pre-Geula Sophist period, we have an absolute equation and integration of both Rosh HaVitovlo and Tzadik V'Ralo, so too, when we get rid of that Shmua Rav of Rosh HaVitovlo and Tzadik V'Ralo, everything is going to be perceived as an Hanhaga of Tov. Then he adds a postscript here. He says, Umaran Balach Hazunish HaYabal Brisi Sur Nachi Muvhak. Okay, I don't know too much about the history of the Chazunish. Apparently he suffered greatly in his life. And he himself writes the following. Ein Eitza Ba'olam L'misha Makir Es Or Ha'oros Shel Ha'emes. Ein Etzev, sorry. Etzev means suffering and anguish. He says if we recognize the Or Ha'oros, so we have to know why he uses the double language here of Emes, then we are freed from Etzev. So Rav Hutna tries to explain what the Chazon Ish had in mind. He says, Ha'emes Yeshla Shtei Oros. There are two lights to truth. One light is when we see suffering and we recite Baruch Dayan HaEmes. The other light is when we experience goodness and we can recite the Baruch HaTov VaMeitiv. Together, if you combine the two, then what you end up with is Or HaOros Shel HaEmes. You have both Oros of truth, that like everything is good. And even the Dayan HaEmes is pure good. Shneim biyachad who sowed bris ha'isurin. Now, the ultimate level of isurin is if you can accept both besimcha. Umisha makir ichud bris ze, if he recognizes and internalizes, I guess, this synthesis of the two is ein etzev ba'ola. Because etzev would be applicable when he experiences dayan ha'emes. But now he sees and he feels that dayan ha'emes is also part, the bris yisurim is, the yisurim is also part of atov v'ameitiv. He has the same level of simcha. Is that's the or ha'oros. Now he has both oros. He has the or of baruch atov v'ameitiv. That I can understand. But now he's reaching a level that he has even the or of dayan ha'emes. And that's a person who reached that level, ain etzev ba'olam. There's no suffering in this world because everything is part of God's plan for the good. Ubevadei shemin hashikris shel yom, on this day of Purim, what do we emerge? How do we emerge from this day of shikris? Nitpakeach, we will become sober again, and therefore you think that the shikris is gone. Says Rav Hutna, no. Avol haroshem shel hashikris hu yishoyer. V'haroshem hu, what do we take out of Purim, is ein etzev ba'olam. That we get to this level in which even Baruch Dayan HaEmes is the same as Hatova Meitiv. That's the Or HaOros. Shneim Biyachad is the Or HaOros. And that means we've reached the ultimate recognition, the ultimate acknowledgement that everything in this world is based on Hanhaga L'Tova. That's what we're all going to recognize in Mitzvah Hashem at the time of the Geula Be'achris Hayomim, when Amalek will be completely destroyed. But in the meantime, we have one day of the year when we experience the destruction of Amalek and the Ichud and the integration of both Oros, of both the R of Hatova Meitiv together with the R of Diana Emes. And we should take that with us as the message for the year of Ein Etzev Bo'o. Okay then, so at least we can say we made a siyum on this. I can't hear you.
The term Hasarat HaTava, is that his term?
No, no. That he was asking from the Gemara Megillah on Daf Yudalit on an Aleph. And the Gemara says, Gedol Hasarat HaTava, Yosef Memches. Memches.
That's interesting. Always, you got the Maaseh of the sun and the moon, that's going to become Shteim Oros. It's going to turn to Oros Gedolos. Maybe that's Shteim Oros. No?
This I don't know, actually. Maybe you can think about that and see if you can come up with it.